SpaceX told investors it wants to take mobile customers from Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. That came out of the questions on its first earnings call as a public company on the 4th of August. Not a messaging fallback for hikers, an actual phone company. The reason to take it seriously is on the balance sheet. 12 million subscribers paying $66 a month. That is a billing relationship already in place before SpaceX sells a single phone plan. And the satellite side reaches roughly 30 countries, with new carrier partnerships listed for SoftBank, NTT Docomo, and Spark New Zealand. But satellites have a ceiling. A satellite is far away and shared. Messaging and thin data across a wide area. Never the capacity of a mast down the road. So what is the ground half? Smaller base stations, distributed, integrated with the Starlink dishes already on homes and businesses. The rooftop dish becomes a cell site, and the backhaul is solved by definition. A conventional carrier spends a decade and tens of billions acquiring sites and running backhaul to each one. Does that survive radio planning, permitting, and the power budget of a domestic installation? The call did not answer that. What is not cheap is spectrum. The FCC approved the EchoStar license transfer. 65 megahertz in the United States, plus certain global mobile satellite service licenses. EchoStar's filings put the reported price at $19.6 billion. That's right, plus $414 million reimbursed in May for cash interest on the seller notes. And the timeline? President Gwynne Shotwell put the next generation satellites in 2027, service by the end of that year. SpaceX's material claims around 20 times the throughput and full 5G in most environments. That is a claim, not a result.
And no site count, no price, no plan structure, no handset requirements. Meanwhile, T-Mobile is the American partner it now says it will compete with.
The satellites are the part everyone will write about. The base stations are the part that decides it.